President John Mahama has appealed to the Muslim community to lead in ensuring that there is peace in the aftermath of the Supreme Court verdict. At a ceremony to donate some food items to the community ahead of the Eid al-Fitr celebrations, President Mahama noted that the parties in the election petition dispute are constitutionally bound to accept the verdict since the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of any dispute. On the forthcoming pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca, President Mahama disclosed that 6,700 quota allotted to Ghana in the past has been cut to 5,400. Since this directive affects all countries, he therefore advised would-be pilgrims to register in time, since government cannot go contrary to the new directive of the Saudi government. Speaking on behalf of the National Chief Imam, Sheikh Arimayau thanked government for the gesture and pledged to dedicate tomorrow's Eid al-Fitr to prayers for peace to prevail even after the Supreme Court's verdict.
The Islamic religion prescribes zakat and generosity to our fellow man. During the holy month of Ramadan, there are some people who do not have the ability to be able to procure some of those food items for themselves to be able to go through the fast properly. And so the presentation of the food items is symbolic to the chief imam and the leadership of the groups so that those who cannot afford will be able to get a little something to be able to do the fasting properly. We have dispatched some of the food items to the regions, and so the regional imams and the regional ministers are distributing those. And the ones that we brought here, we have already distributed to the various groups. And so on behalf of all Ghanaians, on behalf of myself, on behalf of government, I wish every Muslim in Ghana, you know, a very successful fast. We have almost ended it. And also a very cheerful and happy Eid al-Fitr celebration. On this occasion, yesterday, during this period too, we know that we've been going through a court verdict or the court ruling, and often we're being urged that we should all accept the verdict. I just want to say that we have no other option. We must accept the verdict because that's the Supreme Court of Ghana, and the Constitution gives us the authority to adjudicate as the final arbiter on matters like this. And when it pronounces, we must accept the verdict. I have said that I believe that truth is on my side and that we didn't do anything to influence that election. And so we will accept the verdict. We must accept the verdict. We have no other option but to accept the verdict.
That was President John Dramani Mahama.